Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. If you missed your favorite primetime TV show, chances are you'll soon have new ways to catch it later. CBS, NBC, and ABC have all announced various options for viewers who want to order up their network programming on demand. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace Washington Bureau. John, what are these options for primetime on demand?
Well, yesterday, CBS and NBC announced deals that will allow some pay TV subscribers to order popular shows to be delivered when they want. The shows would be commercial-free and available just hours after the original one airs over the network. The cost would be 99 cents an episode, and those two networks are trying to match the ABC network announcement last month that some of its most popular shows will be available to owners of the new video version of the iPod. They are exactly 99 cents an episode.
Uh-huh. So do people expect this is going to change the way we watch TV?
Well, that's the ultimate direction. TV viewing will be on demand, a la carte. No need to set aside a particular evening to see your favorite show anytime you want. But there are some obstacles to be overcome before this happens. The networks are still keeping a pretty tight control on the distribution of their programs. For example, to see the ABC shows, you have to have an iPod. For CBS, the deal is only for Comcast cable subscribers, and only in cities where CBS owns the local TV stations. The other affiliates aren't so sure that they like this idea that viewers could be looking at old shows and not what's currently on their stations. NBC's deal is only for subscribers to the satellite company DirecTV. Joseph Jaffe, who wrote the book Life After the 32nd Spot, says these first steps are pretty tentative because broadcasting executives are worried that they're going to upset their traditional advertising-based business model.
Will this be cannibalistic to our golden goose, to the workhorse, which is the broadcast model? It's actually going to be the opposite. It's going to prove to be quite a boon because it's going to allow consumers to watch more great content, and that's a good thing.
So, John, two questions. First of all, what about video theft? Because if these are these going to be commercial free? And if they are anyway, won't people be swapping these around on the internet?
Right. They will be commercial free. And that's just another reason the networks are skittish about making the reruns available too broadly, because obviously the holy grail for distributing on-demand programming would be the internet. But so far, there's just no way to ensure that anyone would ever pay for the programs because free digital copies could be easily shared. Plus, there's a technology problem just getting the video from your computer to the TV. But all of this, chances are it's going to be worked out. It's just a matter of time. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're going to look at how this video on demand from the networks might affect those personal video recorders like TiVo.
Okay, good. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.